Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Jensen wants it, down it away again, so it seems. Now raises the glove high, and Kowser unloads to right! Gone! His second home run on an 0-2 pitch in the series. His third overall.
I mean, for the better part of a month now, I've been locating well, I've been throwing strikes. I'll have an outing here or there where it's like maybe the command's a little bit of an issue, but I don't think that's abnormal for anybody. I think everybody kind of runs into an outing. I think I made some adjustments a while back with my delivery and my timing. And I've never really felt that way, like, because I find that the game's hard enough. There's enough pressure. I put enough pressure on myself. Most guys do. I think it's more of like mentally preparing yourself for the fact that you get in a jam. Hey, man, hopefully they're not coming to get you.
You know, it felt like as the week went on, the approach kind of got a little bit more fine-tuned after having those 3 days where I didn't play. And also just understanding, you know, you're not always going to feel your best. Right. So, you know, just trying to give what you have, not letting yourself get frustrated, controlling what you can control.
Yeah, it's the big leagues. I mean, nobody does feel sorry for you. I mean, there's people all around the industry loving, you know, when we dropped 18 games under 500 and we were getting our teeth kicked in every night. People loved it. The records in the American League, there's a lot of teams that are 500, which means there's a lot of good competitive teams, which also means that, you know, we're still in this thing a little bit.
Manzo, Orioles interim manager, talking about the state of the team, where they are right now on this June 20th, heading into a weekend series with the New York Yankees, who finally broke their six-game skid yesterday afternoon against the Los Angeles Angels. Orioles, so much for a soul-crushing loss on Wednesday. They bounced back big time and beat a good pitcher on top of it, and Drew Rasmussen, to salvage a series split. And as we talked about yesterday, if the Orioles would win last night, which they did, we'd be more lamenting the fact that this should have been a series in which they won 3 out of 4 games. Because Ryan Pepiot put it on him in the first game. That was, you were done, had no chance, he K'd 11, you were overwhelmed, it is what it is. Bounce back nicely in game two. And then you're up 8-0 game three, you lose. What does this mean for the team? Demoralizing. See, Vinny, that's why I'd like to stress that you can't judge just one individual game. And like you said yesterday, it was a football game, we'd still be talking about that. Blowing a 21-point lead. And blaming people for that happening. Then you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And Charlie Morton was great yesterday. And the key thing, I guess, as we look at it, I mean, the Orioles, again, hit well with runners in scoring position. By the way, for the series, which has been a dilemma that goes back to the second half of last year, they were 10 for 23 with runners in scoring position. That's a strong output for sure. But Charlie Morton, where he gets into problems, he starts to walk people. And no walks last night. And then he went on that case stretch. He got stronger as the game went on. And Nolan get in here too. I thought Charlie Morton was obviously huge for them. And it seems like a simple game. Don't walk, play strong defense, get timely hitting, and look at there. You get yourself a win. And that we heard from Moon Man there, Cal's a three-run homer. And he gets his share of Ks, didn't strike out last night. Had a double and a home run. Total bases pretty strong for him. But that was, things got a little iffy there in the, ducks on the pond. Dominguez got himself out of a pretty significant jam. Baker as well. Mountain you shouldn't even bring bats to the on-deck circle. But Charlie Morton, he was a guy we would have run out of Dodge a month ago. And you can make a case the last four or five starts, and a pretty strong one at that. He's been the Orioles' most reliable starting pitcher because Eplin's coming off a rocky start. Man Bun's been kind of cruising. He had that one rough outing a couple starts ago. And, of course, Sagano's been shaky. So how ironic is it that the best starter right now, as we said on June 20th, at least in regards to past recent performance, is the guy that we thought was going to get cut before we even got to June.
Yeah. Well, the thing about him is his curveball's working. And it's working great. I mean, he's getting a lot of swings and misses. And he just looks totally confident, like a different guy. You know, even with his pitching performance the week before that was, 2 1/3, where he kind of struggled.
NCAAs,
yeah, but then, like you said, last night he was...
His last start, he had 10 Ks against the Angels. So back-to-back, here, take these bats and shove them, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Since he returned to the rotation after being a reliever for a bit of a stretch there, and he was pretty decent in that role. But since returning to the rotation, ERA below 2.5. I mean, he's been fantastic. And if it was as simple as just getting the curveball back, which that's what he said the entire time, I just need to get the curveball going, everything will be okay. I was skeptical, saying, man, you've been really bad here. How could it be just one pitch? Well, last night, that curveball, that thing was moving all over the place. The one strikeout he got on it, I mean, it started outside of the plate, almost hit the guy's feet.
Yep.
I mean, that thing was darting all over the place.
Well, they call that a breaking ball, and that thing was breaking in a big way. And how about Caballero, by the way, on the hit-by-pitch what led to their only run? He intentionally moved into the ball. He leaned in. I know it's a song that the young kids like. He leaned in, got plunked, stole second, wound up scoring on a base hit. But that was very, very questionable. And I was sort of kind of running hot, especially when he scored. Say, this dude shouldn't even be on base. And he goes back. I don't want to start ragging on the umps, which is easy to do. Like, how does nobody see what just happened here? And, Manzo seemed to be rather calm, cool, collected with the situation. But you don't think there was covert activity in that particular situation?
Wouldn't put it past them.
Correct.
But if you're Charlie Morton, I didn't hear Charlie Morton talk about it. Didn't hear him asked about it.
What's a no harm, no fouler?
Well, yeah. Even if he was asked about it, I'd expect him to be like, oh, who cares? No big deal. Okay. And he's been around a long time. You know, he's put guys on base. He's worked out of it. You know, he's had bad calls before.
Yeah, but that was one that shouldn't have been on base, is my point.
Now, one thing to get blown,
like Gunnar stood there and took his hit by pitch. Mm-hmm. This guy, Stein from Bad News Bears, he moved into the pitch.
It's always a way to work a Bad News Bears reference.
Well, we got to find a way to complain about something, too. And by the way, the bullpen was great. As we said, runners in scoring position, great. Kalzer hits home runs, doing his thing. So they salvaged the split. Now you go to New York, where the Yankees break their 6-game skid. If they take 2 out of 3, and we talked about it on Monday when the series started against the Rays, they come back Monday and they're 4-3 on the road trip, we're taking it. You lament the one that got away. Now, if they drop 2 out of 3, then we're even going to stress more the win that should have been a win that turned into a pretty significant loss. But if they're 4-3 coming back to Baltimore, I'm cool with that.
Got a winning record. And, Bob, when you're 10 games below 500 and you have a winning record, you'll take it.
Right. And where does that get them in the standings is my bigger question, right? We're looking at everything series by series or week by week. Last night with the win, you get back to 6 games back in the wild card. Can you be 5 back by Monday? That was the goal from last Monday.
Right. And look, a week ago today, last Friday, they were 8.5 games out of the wild card. if we're talking next Friday, they're four out. Now you're approaching 4th of July, which means the All-Star breaks around the corner. And then, of course, the trade deadline. I know a lot of people still want the Orioles to sell because there's a big insurmountable cliff to climb here. But, you know, I'm drinking orange Kool-Aid on a Friday. What the hell?
Are they back?
No.
Oh.
No.
500.
No. 500 or within three of the All-Star break, or at least you're around that sort of thing. And it's going to be an interesting dilemma, too, for Elias. You're not selling, full-on selling. You might dangle a piece because they're not going to re-sign every free agent. Let's be real about that. So Dominguez, a Soto, an Eflin, a Sagano, they might be sacrificed. Can't keep them all because you still got to worry about your arbitration-eligible players. You certainly would like to get some sort of long-term extension done with your younger guys. But what would he add to the equation? That's the key. And what magic bean would he be willing to float out there?
Whoever you want, not named Sam Basayo. Anyone other than that? It's on the table.
Kerstad fouled a ball up his knee last
night. I saw that. He's out for a while.
Yeah, he had to leave the game. But either way, I don't know. The Orioles are still, they're teasing us. They're not back. They're better, which is obvious. Just look at the record this month. Mm-hmm. They're teasing us. I mean, they're like the flying Willendis. They're on that high wire. Are they going to make it to the other side? Or is the wind going to blow them off and then they're donezo here? Because you still have a lot of teams to pass.
Yeah. Oh, Bob, how about wild card? What Elias has got on his plate right now? Because they got it prepared for, you know, selling partially, buying the draft. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on.
That's why they pay him the big money
to
make these sorts of decisions. But the Orioles salvage a split, no soul-crushing loss in all of this nonsense. It was a tough loss, and we were bitching about it yesterday, but they bounced back nicely. Thank you very much. And in the process, beat a team that had Drew Rasmussen on the mound, who's one of the best pitchers in the American League. So there you go. See, you handle your business.
Right, and I mean, you could argue in all four games, the Orioles were at a disadvantage in the pitching matchup each night. I mean, that's how good the Rays rotation has been. They handled Taj Bradley, ultimately didn't get a win out of it, but looking at last night, as good as Morton has been recently, I still can't shake that feeling seeing his name as a prospective starter, and especially with Rasmussen on the other side. I'm like, oh, this is a tall task here tonight. So for the fact that they could beat him, they beat the guy in game two, I mean, I don't know.
410-583-1057 is the number. It is Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up here in a couple of minutes. You want to get in, you can. And talk about the Birds getting the split. Now you go to New York. Yankees have been real cold. I mean, they got the win yesterday afternoon, out slugging the Angels, breaking a third. What was it? They broke the 30-inning scoreless streak two nights ago.
So they'd lost six in a row.
But I got that. But they had scored in 30 innings and then lost that game where they finally cracked through. Angels took a couple over the fence. So the Orioles, Yankees, and Sagano, he's going up there against Max Fried. So it's a tall order, a good lefty against an Orioles team that has not done well against lefties. Maybe Kobe Mayo gets his first major league home run tonight, because I'm assuming he'll be in the lineup. Ravens mini camp's over. Got OTAs done. You got rookie camp done. The draft is done. The schedule's been released. Now we're moving into the next phase, which is training camp, rookies report in less than a month. We'll get into that and more. Jonas Schaefer, as a matter of fact, Baltimore Banner, joins us top of the hour. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan. Orioles win last night. It's Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to? Stick around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And you'll find out later in the program, but let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. Oh, by the way, the Indiana Pacers put up OKC's rear end last night, and that series is now tied at 3 apiece. I'll look at it this way. Either the Thunder blow them out Sunday night, or they lose a close game. That's how it's going to go, because the Pacers, with each passing game, and they just don't go away. Halliburton did the Willis Reed. T.J. McConnell's been great. I would think worthy of at least MVP consideration if they could pull it out. They're that little team that could, and they just won't go away. All right, let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? Happy Friday. I'm out of town, and I'm calling from my other phone, so I'm not going to be listening to Odyssey until I get back to my other phone. I got two phones. But what I was saying, and speaking of you two, the Ravens still haven't found what they were looking for. And, you know what I mean? You like that.
I like that. Got it.
And the bottom line is, Vinny, you can answer to this, because O's, like I said, I'm not going to have an evaluation on the O's at the end of the month. I'm not going to do this heckle and jekyll back and forth. I would end up in Shepherd Pratt if I did that. But anyway, the one thing I'm going to say when it comes to the Ravens, Vinny, and I got to ask you this as somebody who's a champion at the college and in a pro level. I remember being a kid and in 94, and obviously we have the wall-to-wall sports coverage that we have now, but the urgency that the 49ers had during that time of getting a job because of, you know, the run-ins that y'all had with the Cowboys and everything. And y'all just felt that those times. When I seen the press conference with Kyle Hamilton and Marlon Humphrey and all those guys, it just seemed like it's time. They all sense it that it's here and it's no more playing around. Let this job get off the edge. And you being out there in one winning drive, you sense that same level of urgency, especially with Jair Alexander coming in. I just think that this Super Bowl will bust. What do you guys think, man? Y'all guys have a good weekend.
All right, Ray, I love you. Get your other phone back.
No doubt.
Because that thing's got fading out. But his sense of urgency, yeah, Super Bowl or bust, 1,000% year's team.
No doubt. I mean, Bob, just like in 94, when we got the schedule, was when did we play the Cowboys? I mean, we had lost, what, two or three straight NFC championship games. So, I mean, it was like we were there. How do you get over the hump? And the Ravens are kind of in a similar situation. How do they get over the hump? You know, and that is all that matters. I mean, we could have cared less. You know, I mean, if we didn't win a Super Bowl, it was a horse crap year. And I think that's the same thing with the Ravens. Now, do I feel like when you hear them talk and everything, they know they're good And they know that if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's going to be a huge disappointment. Well, let's just start. If they don't win playoff games, you know, and get to the championship game and then get to the Super Bowl, I think getting to the Super Bowl is all they can do. Winning it is a bonus. They need to get there. They need to get there. And do they have the talent to get there? Yes. They got to stay healthy. If they stay healthy, it's a shame if they don't. It's their own fault. They'll beat themselves again.
If they don't get to the, this is me talking.
Yep.
If they don't get to the Super Bowl, and if they lose the AFC Championship game at home,
yep,
that's going to be unacceptable. Yep. Now, losing in Kansas City, it's a generational team, kind of a dynasty. I mean, they've been to championship games 7 years in a row, multiple Super Bowls. We get that. But the Ravens were the better team that Sunday and didn't win that game. And what playoff game that they've lost since Lamar's taken over? Were they the lesser team? I think the Nolan, get in here. The Chargers game is first year, Lamar's. That was kind of a push, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Rivers had been around the block a few times. I mean, they had some playoff experience, but the Tennessee loss in 19, no. Oh, hell no. Yeah. They were 10-point favorites in that game. The loss last year to Buffalo, more of a push, but the Ravens beat them by 20 when they had played. And then Kansas City, the Ravens were favored in that game. So every playoff loss, for the most part, all right, 2020, the COVID year, they lost at the Bills there, where Tucker missed a couple of picks, or kicks, rather. So when have they lost where you expected them to lose? Every playoff loss, maybe with the exception of the Chargers, they were either favored or expected to win. So they've lost games. Oh, my God. They've never been 10-point underdogs in playoff games, I guess is my point.
Yeah, and they've always beat themselves. Tennessee game, beat themselves. I mean, they drive it down the field like there's nobody on defense to the 20-yard line, and they turn it over twice. You know, the Buffalo game, same thing. Three turnovers. You know what I mean? They beat – and then the big question is they've got to find a way to play their best at the most critical times. You know, I mean, they do during the regular season, like the Detroit game, Bob, the San Francisco game on Christmas, the Houston game on Christmas. They're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they do that, you know, in the playoffs? I don't know what happens where you don't have hardly any turnovers. You have 9 turnovers the whole year and you turn 3 times in one game. Why?
What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
Yeah, I mean, it almost just seems like it's a mental thing at this point.
I agree,
because there, what other excuse is there? And like, we give Lamar a lot of praise for the way he played in the second half of that Bills game, but you can't erase what happened in the first half. And sure, there's a lot of contributing factors, but he turned the ball over. Yeah. And he'll be the first to tell you that I don't turn one of those over. That's the same as Andrews late in the game. They all count the same. I mean, yes. A turnover in the fourth quarter is even more devastating, or dropping a 2-point conversion when you're trying to tie it and force OT. But if you didn't turn it over in the first half, you're not in that situation in the second half. So they all count the same. It's a full game. I feel like it just, they got to do it. I mean, they're, and this would be, again, we don't know how it's going to pan out. And if they lose, we don't know what the game's going to look like. But just based on the way this roster is constructed, if they lost before the AFC Championship game this year, it would be the most devastating one they've had.
No doubt.
Yes.
Exactly. And even if they lose in the, if they're 15-2, 14-3, and they lose in a game, and I'm assuming if they're that record, the they're favorites, we're not buying it no more.
No.
Nope.
No, because the only way they're going to lose is if they beat themselves again, and then we're going to say same old Ravens. You know, and the thing is, you know, when you're in that type of game, like when we played the Cowboys, what happened to us? We got a pick six, right? You know, we got up, and the Ravens seems like they're always chasing in these games. They're, you know, and get up and let you do your, because if they get up, that's when they're at their best. Why? Because they can run the hell out of the football. You know, you just keep handing it to Henry. And then the other team starts turning it over because they got to throw all the time. And that's what happens to the Ravens.
I feel like the Steelers playoff game this past year is actually the first playoff game in the Lamar era where they did that, where they kind of were able to take that deep breath and, all right, we have the lead. They're playing to catch us, because going back to 18, they were never in that game. Or, well, maybe late they were, but it felt like it was over early against the Chargers. Titans was a disaster. Year later against the Titans, they had a scrap and claw just to win that one. Bills, again, disaster of a game. So even the Texans 2 years ago in the divisional round.
They had to come from behind.
Right. Yeah. That was way too close at halftime. So, I mean, you got 4 or 5 years into the Lamar era before you finally had, like, a confidence-building playoff win.
Well, for the record, the Ravens did lead 7-0 against the Bills in the divisional round. Marched down the field and scored as Bateman caught a touchdown from Lamar. Then Buffalo answered. Then Buffalo wound up 21-10. Now you're chasing. So they did technically take the lead. Not technically. They did take the lead against the Bills to start out of the gate. Orioles, they fell behind early yesterday and came back and won 4-1. They salvaged the split with the Tampa Bay Rays. No, the Orioles aren't back. They're better. Now you go to New York, and they got the Yankees domed up. Orioles have had New York's number a couple of years now. As a matter of fact, we get to the whip around, a pretty significant Oriole-Yankee ass-whipping happened a year ago today, which we'll talk about. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Featured Artist Friday, it's you too. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins us 11 o'clock. We're less than a month, yes, less than a month away from Rookies reporting. But talking about what we just talked about last segment, the Ravens getting over the hump in the postseason. And there always seems to be, and Vinny, you mentioned it, this one thing that they do well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
During the regular season, the 19 game against Tennessee, Ravens were perfect going forward on 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
Perfect! The entire season and failed twice in that game. Mark Andrews on a gimpy ankle. Ball bounced. It was a high throw, let's be honest.
It was.
It bounced off his hands for a pick. Mark Ingram lost his burst. Gus Edwards had been rolling through the last two games, replacing a hobbled Ingram. And then inexplicably, Greg Roman didn't want to run the ball anymore. And then last year, the lack of turnovers by the offense. We talked yesterday about how the defense doesn't force a lot, but they didn't turn the ball over. And then against Buffalo, it's just And it wasn't even a game where Josh Allen didn't have to be Superman. The Ravens just kind of, hey, we're going to screw up with play calling inside the red zone. Mark Andrews going to drop a pass, and because he dropped a pass, Lamar Jackson's going to fumble the very next snap. And you can't blame Andrews for that. Well, if he catches, there's no... Well, Lamar did fumble. And it all happened. This confluence of suckage led to it. Now, that Chargers game, looking back 7 years ago, they had like, what, 8 DBs? They were blitzing from all over the place. Ravens finally figured it out. Nolan, remember, halftime of that game, we want Flacco. Even Boomer Esiason was losing his mind on NFL Today. They got to put Flacco in because Lamar's overwhelmed. Hey, Lamar brought them within a touchdown, and the Ravens actually had the ball with a chance to tie the game. And then, of course, he got sacked because they sacked him the whole time. There's always been Tucker missing the field goals at 20 against the Bills. The offense going sleepy time against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. There's always this thing that they never do that happens that costs them games.
Right, in 18, you're right. I mean, I was in the stadium for that one. I remember the chants. I remember hearing that.
Were you one of them?
No. I mean, I was just sitting there in a state of shock. Like, I mean, losing that game is one thing. I don't think anyone would have been stunned by that, but to lose in that manner, where the offense that had been rolling to that point was just running up and down the field, was going crazy, and they were completely stifled. And then a day later, you hear the Chargers saying, oh, we knew what they were running based on the formations. And you're like, oh, my God, really? Like, we couldn't just get beat straight up. We had them, you know, mapping out how this whole game was going to go.
Well, that was actually, Marty was the OC in 18.
Yes. Yeah, he was.
Well, I mean, they had like a play school playbook because right. They didn't expect Lamar to be the quarterback. So the fact that they won as many games as they did against some pretty good teams down the stretch, I mean, the fact that they were hosting a playoff game was a surprise in the first place.
I still think the 23 one when they panicked, the championship game, totally panicked. Quit running the football. You know, you're the number one rush team in the league, and you say, screw it, we can't run it on them. And then, what, they ran it the first couple of times to start the second half and then threw it every time after that. And the defense gave them nothing, and they had a chance. I mean, there was total panic on their part in that game.
Kansas City scored on their first two drives, didn't score again.
Right. I think
they kicked a field goal.
Yeah. But you got the sense early in that one, even though the Ravens were favored in that game, they were the home team, a lot of people were picking them, that they got the sense that, oh, it's the Chiefs on the other side. We can't beat them. We've only beat them one time in the Lamar and Mahomes era. I felt like they had an underdog mentality in that game, even though they were the home team.
Well, I agree with that.
Looking back, too, and not to bring up the poor, because we want to talk about the positive, which is hopefully this year's playoffs. KC scores, Mahomes to Kelsey, great coverage by Hamilton.
Yep.
And the Ravens went for it on 4th and 7 on their first drive in their own territory. Got it. And then Lamar threw the touchdown to Zay. And that was a wrap for the audience. And then Flowers fumbled, of course, going in the end zone. And then Lamar threw into triple coverage when Bateman was wide open. My point, those are things they don't do against, you know, the Lions, but they do in late January for some reason.
Well, the thing that they don't, you know, that year, Monken's first year and all that, you know, this is Monken's third year, Zach Orr's second year. They got a veteran staff. Everybody's back on pretty much both sides of the ball. They've added others. There is not, you know, any excuses for them not to do well throughout.
Only thing we pointed our finger to is kicking.
Yes.
And that's not really a detriment. It's just a question mark.
Yes.
We just don't know. Now, it's a pretty big question mark.
Yes.
Even if you want to downplay the significance of special teams, it's pretty big. And look, the Ravens, they're going to blow teams out this year. They're going to win convincingly. They should. But they're also going to find themselves in close games. Division games. Bengals would not surprise me at all if they come down to field goals again. Going to need a trusty kicker.
They can't have we talked about it yesterday. All right, you lose to the Bills. Or even they beat Buffalo. Start the season. You have to treat Cleveland accordingly.
Yes.
Week 2.
Yes.
Win or lose in Buffalo, you need to beat them like the 10-point favorite you're probably going to be. And let's get that number one seed and roll on from there. But we all agree, to answer Ray's question from about 20 minutes ago, It's in it to win it.
No doubt.
Even if they don't sign Jair Alexander, we're still looking at them as Super Bowl favorites. What do you think? 410-583-1057 is the number. Hear from John Harbaugh when we come back. Jonas Schaefer is going to be joining us at the top of the hour from the Baltimore Banner. Orioles win last night 4-1. Salvage the split against the Rays. We're ripping it with Ryan coming up at noon. But if you want to talk about, hey, the resurgence of Charlie Morton coming out of nowhere. We ragged on him. We wanted him gone. Now it's time to kiss a little ass, I would think, over the last 18 months, and revisit it real quick before we get back to the phones on this Featured Artist Friday, you too. It's 410-583-1057. Hey, a year ago, this guy's never called plays before.
Yep.
And is he in over his head? Because the Ravens, going into last year, had expectations to get to and win the Super Bowl. They were coming off a season in which they went to the AFC Championship game and added pieces. But 18 months later, confidence, I guess more adept, play calling. So what do you think, Vinny? How much better, or how much has he grown, Zach Orr, from a year ago?
I think he's grown a lot. I think he's learned a lot about being a coordinator. You know, you're not a player anymore. And I think Dean Pease probably helped him grow quicker, you know, the last part of the season because the defense was a lot better. And now he's got, you know, Chuck Pagano on his side. If he starts to quiver or have any issues, because Bob, I mean, he's got a ton of pressure on him. I mean, this is a hell of a football team, and you can't, you know, F up your side of the ball,
right?
You know, so I mean, he's got pressure on him to have a good defense. I think they're going to have a hell of a defense. I think they're very fast defensively. I think they'll do a lot of crazy things back to like Mike McDonald. I think we're going to see blitzing. I think we're going to see attacking. I think it's going to be a very attacking, aggressive defense. And that's the types of players they got, you know. So I think it's going to be exciting. I think Zach or Bob, if they do what they're supposed to do, either Munkin or Zach Orr may get a head coaching job.
Oh, that's another storyline to follow in 2025. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Bel Air. It's Steve. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Friday. Happy Friday, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, you too, Steve.
All right, real quick, you were talking about all these bad playoff losses and plays. The one that stands out that everybody forgets about is the Tyler Huntley sneak from the 2-yard line. Because we're going to win that game. If we score a touchdown there.
Yeah, when he tries to jump over the top.
He jumped over the top, but that was another, you know, and who knows, does Lamar play the following week if we win that game? But that was one that still sticks in my craw because we had that game won.
Oh, it was over. Yeah, and you got
Sam Hubbard who ran it in for a touchdown.
Yeah, and you got a
good call. Steve, forgot about that one.
5'10" quarterback that's trying to jump over the top instead of, you know, sneaking.
And wasn't the play designed for him to burrow in?
Yeah, and like he decided to jump over the top, holding the ball out.
Now,
because he saw it on TV in the earlier game that day. Can't remember who it was.
I can't remember. But, which would have made drama, because I don't think that team's winning the Super Bowl.
No.
But would Lamar have played the next week, which I think would have led to a whole new can of worms, like, because it was the knee that cost him the second half of the season. They still managed to get in because they had built up enough equity with him on the field. Even if he comes back, he's not 100%. Nah. Terrible loss, painful loss. Vinny, I believe you said it the day after they played on a Saturday, I think, or maybe that Monday. Cincinnati was on the ropes.
Oh, they were done.
Yeah, they were like no mossing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that could have been a very significant play. Instead, it turned into, oh, my God. But, yeah, that was a kicking little football loss.
Yeah, I don't think Lamar would have played the next week. I mean, it maybe forget now, but I mean,
because they would have went to Buffalo, I think, the next week. Because the Bengals went there and beat the Bills.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even flying with the team, which was a whole nother thing at the time. But he says it was because of his knee, the swelling or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. But it's water under the bridge now. Here's a hot take for you.
Okay.
I'm glad the Ravens lost that game. Could you imagine the offseason that would have ensued if Tyler Huntley had a playoff win under his belt? All the narratives that we were already hearing those narratives. Don't forget now all the people saying, oh, they should get rid of Lamar and roll with Huntley. Those were real phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Those were real opinions. That would have got 10 times worse, 100 times worse.
And he made the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Yes, he did. And look, I get it, but that, you know, we've talked about it before with Lamar. I mean, you're watching greatness, people, in real time here in Baltimore, where the quarterback lineage is very, very strong. Not only are we watching greatness from a football perspective, if we get into this Mount Rushmore of Baltimore sports figures, well, number eight's making a real strong case to be on that thing.
No doubt.
And enjoy it while it's happening, because he's not done yet. But, you know, we're fans. We whine. We cry. We're irrational at times, myself included, believe it or not. When we come back, Jonas Schaefer joining us, Baltimore Banner. Talk about the Ravens now that minicamp's over. Less than a month for rookies reporting for training camp. And then the vets report on the 22nd. So I guess that means practice begins in earnest.
23rd.
On the 23rd. That's right after the All-Star break. So we're kind of rolling with it. And hopefully the Orioles will keep us intrigued by what they're doing. Playing better. Not bad, but better. And they won last night after a demoralizing loss, but that's why they play them one game at a time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.